An ancient mystic once said, "He who splits a seed and finds nothing is failing to experience the spirit at the heart of everything." Brainchild, Episode 5, A Duck by Any Other Name.
Thought Transference, Lock 5968721. Planet Earth to System A. Expeditionary Agent 019MHTX. The yearning of a human soul often sets standards and expectations their bodies can't possibly sustain, and it may seem to each that they've been betrayed by the other. But in fact, to have fashionably set such a mortally romantic limitation on our potential for love is the greatest treachery the world has ever known.
Line? Can you stand me with audio? Can you hear what I am saying at the moment?
I know what you're saying.
What am I saying?
I just don't know what it means anymore.
Am I not making myself clear enough?
I know it's me.
But you're not sure it's me.
I know it's you.
So what's the problem?
I just don't know what it means anymore.
Have you scaped your cobbler's revised revisions of conceptual cybernetics?
Can't get past the preface.
No wonder you don't know what anything means.
I don't understand it.
But you have to understand it. Otherwise, we will be here forever.
Aren't we going to be here forever anyway?
That's not the point.
I don't think this is the class for me.
This is not an elective, Mr. Dolby. You do not have a choice.
I don't know what it means either. Anymore.
Victoria Cope, I don't recall locking into you.
You didn't. I hacked it. I'm sorry, but I needed to say something.
And has it now been said?
I'm not sure it's been understood.
Suddenly the whole of Lovebill is riddled with doubt.
I need to intervene with our leader.
Our leader?
The president.
The president?
I think he'll understand what's happening to me.
Mr. Dolphy, you are living in a dream world.
Am I?
I think I've had the same dream. Similar.
Victoria Culp, kindly log off this conversation. Mr. Dolby, I'd like you to enter the principal immediately.
It's not the principal I need to lock into. I need to interface with the president.
So do I.
Both of you, enter the principal this minute. I will not tolerate this manner of incomprehension. There are other cerebra in the cosmos besides you two.
I don't think any of them are...
Both of you, now! If everybody will scan their cofflers, unmanifest 76...
That was Deanna. Let's hear some appreciation for the lovely Deanna, guys. She'll be back dancing for you very, very soon. Next up will be Angel. Come on, gents, let's hear it for the heavenly Angel.
Nice weather for ducks. Hell, if I was a duck, I'd be a happy man.
I like the rain.
Well, maybe you was a duck in your previous life. Know what I mean? Well, nothing personal. I like ducks. Maybe I was a duck in my previous life, too. Hey, you ever had a previous life? I had a previous life once.
I don't say much.
Oh, that's cool. Well, maybe you was dumb in your previous life and you ain't got warmed up yet. You see the game last night?
I don't watch sports.
Well, that's cool. Neither do I, man. Unless it's the Ducks playing. I like the Ducks. The Ducks like the rain. Hey, you ever seen a blue duck? I guess they got blue ducks, but I've never seen a blue duck. Well, not in this part of town, anyways. You want a gum stick?
No, thanks.
So, what are you doing not being a duck? I mean, a cop.
I like to read.
Yeah, I read a book once. It wasn't about no ducks. But they got books about ducks. Hell, they got books about everything. Hey, man, you look a little wet. You want an umbrella? Because somebody left an umbrella. Must have thought they were coming in when they were going out, know what I mean? Because these girls can turn your insides out, and that's a fact. Well, unless he was a duck, and the umbrella thing was just a cover.
How much is it?
15 tonight. Special night. Special performer from out of town. How to sight, man. Me? I'm for the local girls. Maybe that's because I traveled too far in my previous life. Who knows, man? What? The shadow knows? Check out my personal favorite, Angel. Oh, she's got legs coming out of her brain. Oh, she's a swan. Oh, you have feathers coming out of your eyeballs, man. So, you been here before?
No, never.
Dog, these girls leave nothing to your imagination, man. You got an imagination, best go off and talk to the ducks. Oh, show's already started. I gotta stamp your hand. Right hand. Enjoy. Oh, and remember, these girls only work for tips. Boss told me I gotta say that. I mean, you know, some of these guys just think it all gets said out in the end, right? And that'll be the day. Well, how long you here though, man?
The end.
Oh, me too. What a duck in drag. Hey, ever see a ram dressed as a U? Well, that would make me horny, man. Make me horny. Little Bo Blue, come blow your nose. The cow's in the meadow and something's in the corn. There's something in the corn. What's in the corn? Maybe a duck.
Smell. You smell so good.
So do you.
I've never seen you in here before.
I've never been in here before.
You like it? Want to talk later?
About what?
Whatever you like.
Hey, buddy, you sit here, you got a tip.
Tip?
My girls don't dance for free.
Oh, I already paid. At the door.
That's rent money. Girls gotta eat, too.
Are you hungry?
You know what I mean. We got rules.
Is this enough?
Pay what you like, so long as you pay. You'll get what you pay for. Otherwise, go sit in the park. You okay, Angel?
I'm fine.
So dance the guy up a storm, baby. Bambi, you're up next. And try to put some life into it, okay?
She's the boss.
Do you dance here every night?
Most nights.
You're very beautiful.
Thanks.
I don't think...
Stick around. We'll talk.
I think...
What's
don't...
What's wrong?
What's happening?
Are you okay? Hope! Somebody! Turn the music off! I think this guy's having a heart attack!
This has been a Three Bridges audio experience. Brainchild, Episode 5. Written by Steve Bellwood. Directed by Gregor Barnum. Executive producer Teresa Langston. Audio engineer Joe Mango. Featuring the voices of Craig Gilbert, Teresa Langston, Joe Mango, Josiah Rowe, Susan Sachs, and Michael Sayers. Soundings by Randy Parker. Recorded at the Yale Broadcasting Studios in New Haven, Connecticut. Join us next time as Eric and Victoria defy the principle. The young exotic dancer Angela finds herself strangely smitten by an older man with a chipped tooth and red hair who believes he is an alien. And all our other various heroes and heroines, villains and jesters, attempt to get deeper and deeper into the heart of matter.